I mix what I like.
What's up, world, and welcome to another edition of I Mix What I Like. imixwhatilike.org, at I Mix What I Like for all your relevant social media. Again, I'm Jared Ball. Just wanted to offer particularly a first look or a first hear for our supportive patrons at Patreon. This response that I was not given a chance to offer during today's interview on Radio Sputnik on Fault Lines. And the final question coming from the right-wing commentator was in response to my assertion and my focus on how the nationally created wealth, the $20 trillion gross domestic product of the United States created every year by everyone's participation in the economy. And the interviewer didn't agree with my assertion that even those of us who are consumers, who perform our role in the economy as consumers, are participating in the creation of the wealth that ends up going to the owners of the economy. And so his question was, am I really saying that someone who buys a pizza is helping create wealth at the equivalent of the owner of the pizzeria or the one who made the pizza? In other words, the consumer doesn't make the pizza, so how can the consumer be creating the wealth? Well, this is just a fundamental misunderstanding of how the economy works. And, shameless plug, just happens to be part of the focus of my forthcoming book, The Myth and Propaganda of Black Buying Power. That is, without the consumer, without the consumption element of the economy, there is no wealth to create. And we're experiencing that right now in the COVID-19 crisis, as people are forced to stay home, as people cannot go out and spend money and gather and shop and eat at rates that they used to, and cannot even earn money at rates that they used to, which they would then turn around and spend back in the economy. Those who run the economy are begging for a bailout, and they've gotten a multi-trillion-dollar stimulus package bailout out from the federal government because of the fact that many of us are not performing our role in the current economy of performing our consumer function. So absolutely, if I'm not buying the product that someone else is making, then the wealth that they hope to create can't be accumulated. So obviously, me buying something is an equal part of the process of accumulating wealth in this economy. Now, to the point of my book, that does not mean that we have a buying power or an economic strength that is often associated with that myth, but it does mean that the reality of what buying power actually measures is the ability for people to buy what is being produced in the country and that which will make money for those who own, as Marx put it, the means of production. And as I pointed out just a moment ago, those owners of the means of production are in crisis right now. I'm not saying that they're in the same level of crisis as poor people and working people, but I'm saying they are at a crisis point regarding where their profits, where their the enhanced accumulation of their wealth, or the continued accumulation of their wealth is going to come from. If we're not consuming, they aren't accumulating. Anyway, that is in some form the response I would have offered had I been given time. But I offer it exclusive to our patrons here first, and then later to our I Mix What I Like, the broader I Mix What I Like community. Thank you for your support. Thanks for working with us. Definitely stay tuned and definitely spread the word about our May 25th virtual book launch party, for which you can sign up at imixwhatilike.org. As Fred Hampton used to say to you, we say peace if you're willing to fight for it. So peace, everybody.
I mix what I like, 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 what I like.